The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Freedom's Disciple. On demand.
On the Blaze Radio Network.
I want to share a story with you. And this actually is a conversation I had with someone in my local gym. And I'm sharing this story for two reasons. One, to highlight the importance of being consistent. How important it is that on every issue you talk about to your friends, to your family, just to anyone in the street, how important it is to you that you're consistent. But secondly, to highlight an opportunity. Before I get to those, I want to share the groundwork with you. And these are just brief details. Don't get caught up in the details. It's about the actual underlying principles. So over here, one of the most popular sports is soccer. And one of the most popular teams is Manchester United. They're a football club in England. And they're kind of like, in some ways, the New York Yankees of football. You either love them and support them, or you pretty much hate them. They kind of have that appeal. They're one of the biggest, the most richest. They have a lot of, you know, spending power. They're a global brand. You might have heard of them. Well, in football, there are certain times you can buy and trade for players. And January is one of those months. You can, you know, it's the middle of the season. People buy in transfers and, you know, swap players and stuff. And Manchester United bought a new player. It's slightly different in soccer over here, just in case you're not familiar, whereas in baseball and hockey, you know, you'll send a player and you'll get some players back and vice versa. Over here, it tends to be more about money, so we buy players. You give us a player, we'll give you a chunk of money. And some of the fees are incredible. Like a footballer went last during the summer for like $192 million. Like, it's incredible. That's the most expensive ever. Well, this player went for free. It didn't cost Manchester United anything because his contract was up in the summer. So they did a player swap. Didn't cost him any cash. And when the new player came to Manchester United, he reorganized his contract and signed a new contract because the contract doesn't go with them. And he signed a 4.5-year deal worth, I think his base salary just for playing is about £350,000, which is give or take $500,000 US dollars a week. So over the course of the year, that's $26 million. Think of that. That is pretty much on par with the top earners in US sports. But he signed other contracts, you know, image rights. His whole deal is going to be worth like £600,000 a week, which is give or take $850,000. It's a large contract. Don't get caught up in the details. I'm just sharing the background of this story. So I'm in the gym and I'm training with people. And everyone pretty much I know in Ireland would claim on some level, shape or form to be some level of socialist. They might be a really ardent socialist and, you know, we got to work for these rights. Or they might just be, look, you know, I believe in, you know, redistribution of wealth and, you know, give more to the middle class and tax the rich. And, you know, they're different levels. I was talking to this person. We're having a conversation. It's because he's not a Man United supporter. He does not like Man United. And he's like, what do you think of this deal? And are you happy about it? I was like, I'm not sure. He's got a bit of an attitude problem. And I'm not 100% sure if I like him or not. He's like, oh, crazy amount of money you guys gave him, wasn't it? And I went, well, that's the sport, you know. He's like, yeah, it's just sinful. It's just sinful, the amount of money these players are getting. It's just wrong. And I just sat there and I kind of went, really? The first thing I always find funny is when someone says someone else earns money. And I said this to him. I said, look, I don't really comment on that. And he went, why? And I went, I said, because here's the truth. I can't criticize someone when I know the chances are I wouldn't refuse it. If Manchester United found me, I'm not the player they target. If you've seen pictures of me, it's obvious I can't play soccer. But if Manchester United came to me and said, you know what, we like you. We're going to give you $100,000, $200,000, heck, $10,000 a week to do X, I'm not going to say no. Let's make it more realistic. You know, if Glenn Beck or Fox News or, well, not Fox News, if Ben Shapiro came to me and said, I want to give you your own radio show, you're going to go daily, and I'm going to give you, I'm trying to think of a high salary in radio terms, I'm going to give you $1,000 per show. I'm not going to be going to go, I'm not worth $1,000 per show. I'm going to go, are you sure? Yeah, I really think, I want to give it to you. Okay. Name the person who kind of go, nah, that's too much money. Nah, I'm not worth that. Now, knowing me, I probably would because I'm an idiot, but that's beside the point. So first point, why would you criticize something you know yourself would do? Because I even asked him, I said, if your team came to you and said, hey, here's a contract, would you say no? And he went, no, why would I do that? And I went, so you're criticizing someone for taking a deal which you yourself would have taken. That's just too much money. It shouldn't be even offered. But then we finished off our conversation. I got thinking about it and I was working out in the gym and I had my earphones on and I just went, this is unbelievable. Because let's just take a step back and talk about ideology for a second, right? A lot of these people will consider themselves socialist. I'm a socialist. Again, different varies. What is socialism? Socialism in some way, shape or form is a watered down version of Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto, where you have certain teams running through it. You have government control. Okay, check. Government controls industry. Check. But what is the underlying theme of it? Workers of the world unite. If you read the Communist Manifesto, you clearly see, you know, one of the people Marx does not like is who? Is the bourgeoisie, the capitalist, the landowner, the money controller. What I find amazing in this system of, you have a system where you claim to be some level of socialist, you don't like the capitalists, you don't like the business owner, but you want the workers of the world to unite and a better system of justice. What better system of justice is a millionaire and a billionaire, which the Glazier family own, in case you don't know, just a piece of information, the people who own Manchester United are the same people who own the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Glazier family. You're not happy because you're a socialist. You're not happy. You believe in an ideology that says the workers, and the capitalist and the business owner are the bad guys. Yet the Manchester United business owners just gave a contract to the worker for $350,000 a week or £350,000 a week. Surely that should be celebrated. That if in its very essence is redistribution of wealth. True capitalist means, but it's redistribution of wealth. Because the business owner has said, I'm going to give you $350,000 or pounds a week to kick a football. You're the worker. I'm the business owner. You should be happy about it. So many people are inconsistent on their views. They're inconsistent for a couple of reasons. And this is where I want to talk to you about opportunity. I think there are people inconsistent on their views because they just get caught up in the moment and all their opinions are formed on what's popular or what my opinion is. Now, I think the guy I know, he seems like he's a good guy and I've trained with him a few times. I think what he was more outraged wasn't the ideology of a socialist. He just thought it was too much money for anyone. But in the ideology sense, I don't think we push people anymore. We don't question with anyone because everyone wants a safe space. No one wants to be questioned. No one wants to be kind of pushed up against the wall and kind of went, hey, why do you think that? Why surely if you claim to be a socialist, this is something you should be for, right? Because it's not the greedy capitalist getting richer. It's the worker, the footballer. You should be happy for this. The other reason, I think, is because people haven't taught long enough about everything they stand for. But also, we are also living in a culture where we don't push people against the wall in a in a, you know, a principled, hey, why do you believe these type of things? You know, make it, you know, keep you awake all night to really think about these things. We insult you. We just look and go, ah, you're a socialist, you're an idiot, you're a moron. You know, we get a fancy hashtag. We'd respond to you in 140 characters or less. We don't have discussions anymore. We have insults. We have slagging matches. There's no learning opportunities. But here's where I want to focus in on for a minute, the opportunity that provides itself. If we have a conversation just about labels, we won't get anywhere. I honestly believe if we can strip the labels away and we can strip all the parties away and forget this, well, I'm a Republican and I have that magic R beside my name and you're a D, you're a Democrat and we're opposed to each other. If we can actually have conversations, we might make some inroads. And when I say conversations, I don't mean conversations to get you to be a Republican or to vote Republican. I just mean a conversation where you can have a chat and say, well, surely if you claim to be socialist, this is what you want. Because by the way, here's the thing. You would call me a greedy capitalist and one of those people who's only for the millionaire and billionaires. You'd be wrong, but that's what you'd call me. I celebrate this. Why do I celebrate it? Because no government got involved and said, you have to pay him a certain amount of money. No government got involved and said, this is the contract he has to sign. That he's worth a certain amount and this is what you must do. That's where we differ. But I celebrate the fact that someone can go out there and get £350,000 a week to kick a football. Do I think it's justified? Hell no. I don't know anyone who kicks a football, throws a football, throws a baseball that's worth $26 million a year, effectively. I don't know anyone. I'm a big A-Rod fan, as if you're a long-term listener and friend of mine, you know. He wasn't worth the money he signed for. Some of these baseball players are not worth the money they're paid when you put into context society. But that's the great thing about free market economics. If you believe in freedom, you're free to negotiate whatever contract. If you have a service, if you have a product or a service that people are willing to pay you a huge sum of money for, it doesn't really matter what I think. I could sit there all day. I could go through professions. I could go through, forget sports stars, I could go through professions and kind of go, you earn, let me give you a prime example. You paid Hillary Clinton $500,000 for a speech for 12 minutes. Are you crazy? Why would you want to listen? And forget the politics and forget what, you know, some of the room, you know, some of the thoughts of she was only been paid for access and that was just a way of getting, I know all that. But why would you pay any politician to speak? Especially an absorbent amount like that. Chances are it's just a rehearsed speech they give all the time, a stump speech, especially a politician who's just ran for president or is running for president. You can watch it for free on CNN anytime you want. You can go onto YouTube and watch it anytime you want. And you're paying her $500,000 for a speech? Wow. But here's the thing. Doesn't matter what I think of that. I might think you're crazy for paying that amount of money. Everyone listening, you all might think those were crazy people who paid that much money. No way Hillary Clinton's worth that. Doesn't matter. Free market says if someone thinks you have a service and they're willing to pay you any amount they want to, doesn't matter what you or I think. And it sure as hell doesn't matter whether it's justified. So we can find common ground if we talk principles. We can find common ground, even with socialists, because they're, and I say this, I would say this to a socialist about capitalists. I don't think people are truly have thought out every position on trade, on free markets, on taxes. We just go what's popular. We follow the bouncing ball, and there's so many people do this on both sides. The bouncing ball by politicians and by media, and we respond to that. We respond whether we like it or dislike it. Where are the ideas coming from that are totally outside the box? Where are those ideas? The ideas that don't originate in DC or in some think tank or in some political headquarters or in some media. How about we actually have ideas based around freedom? And we start controlling where the ball bounces. We have major opportunities if we want to. The choice is, the question is, it's not whether we have opportunities or not. The question is, are we willing to put our divisive and our division and our labels aside for a minute and have a conversation? Or would we rather keep on the easy path and just continue insults, continue division, and continue in judging people by the label and not by what they actually believe? Thank you, and hope you enjoyed this short clip from last week's show. If you want more content based around America being an exceptional idea, eternal principles, and searching for self-evident truths, then please subscribe to my show called Freedom's Disciple, which is available for free on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, or Stitcher.